Epstein, yeah, Brian Epstein came in and said, you got to look. We're going to make a star out of you.
Can you sing? Doesn't matter.
And she kind of halfway does. She's got one of those air raid siren kind of voices like Swamp Dog does. Mm-hmm. And she had McCartney and Lennon writing songs for her early on. She had the best people working for her.
I'm guessing that helped her a great deal.
I'd imagine it did, but she went on to have a career pretty much under her own steam. And, mm-hmm. Cilla Black, well-loved artist in the UK in the mid-60s.
And we're
going to
hear what
from her. To hear Love of the Loved, which is written for her by Paul McCartney.
Very nice.
It's, I'd say 64-ish, something like that. I mean, early 60s, 63, 64.
Huh.
It's got that Cavern Club sound. So here it is,
Joel
Love of the Loved.
Joel just shimmied a little bit in his place, by the way.
And
here it is.
Sounds a little something like this. It's Love of the Loved.
On by Cilla Black on Cosmic Slot.
On Radio K.
You South across the autumn sky, and one by one they disappear. I wish that I was flying with them. Now you're not here. Like the song through the trees, you came. Softly on my weary eyes, as if to hide a lonely tear. My life will be forever autumn, 'cause you're not here.
Justin Hayward.
Yes.
The cute one in the Moody Blues.
Yes.
Forever Autumn by request.
And a request from a friend of Slop, Tom, who is an astute listener. He's a close listener.
Pays very close attention.
The recording, the song you just heard, was in an audio version of War of the Worlds.
Correct.
And then with Richard Burton doing some narration.
Right. On the War of the Worlds album.
Right.
After the little guitar solo thing toward the end, then Richard Burton starts to talk about the machines coming over the hills.
Right.
And it kind of wrecks it. But for the single version, they looped the guitar solo over again and had an outro.
And the song itself was originally not for that production. It was written by two guys, performed by the duo, Vigrass and Osborne.
Vigrass and Osborne, an album that came out in 1972, but there is a connection between Bygraf and Osborne and the War of the Worlds LP.
We got to figure somebody went and pulled that song out of
the producer,
out of
Jeff
no place.
Wayne. Jeff Wayne was the producer of the all-star, star-studded, we'll get Phil Lynott and Richard Burton and
right.
Justin Hayward together for the War of the Worlds thing.
Right.
An underrated album, which is just starting to come back into favor critically.
Nifty.
But Jeff Wayne was also the guy who discovered and produced Bygraf and Osborne for their first couple albums.
So he's
like, this. I know this song.
I have a new context for this.
Correct.
And off they went.
Mm-hmm. I believe War of the Worlds was 1978.
I think you're right.
Mm-hmm.
I think
and
we have
boy,
a copy.
We have a copy of that. And that one was choking the cutout bins in record stores all across the upper Midwest, along with copies of the Kiss solo albums. There was always a big block of War of the Worlds double albums.
And what was the other, what was the Beatles, why am I forgetting, World War II and...
Oh, All This in World War
II. All This in World War II is the giant collection of contemporary hot artists doing Beatles tunes that came out in advance.
In a documentary of World War II footage.
Yes.
Thing.
And that came out in advance of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, in which superstars played Beatles songs cobbled together to make a story.
So what? There was kind of sampling going on, proto-sampling.
Kind of, yeah.
It was the old becoming new again. It was people who didn't have original ideas going back and recycling old stuff.
Right.
Yeah, whatever. It was good at the time. I loved Forever Autumn. That was such a good
I know
song.
You do. The woman requested a Gene Pitney and then a Johnny Rivers tune, and we didn't have them, and then she said Forever Autumn. I said, well, now you just play into our weaknesses. We can play that one at the drop of a hat.
No.
Hat was dropped, song was played.
We do not have the overwrought sounds of Gene Pitney here, but perhaps somewhere down the line. We had Roger Daltrey in the middle there, though, Avenging Annie.
Yes, from his One of the Boys solo album. And the keyboard worker, trying to figure out who that was.
I was wondering if it was Nicky Hopkins.
Who played on lots of Who records and lots of Everybody records coming out of British rock. But no, that was Rod Argent.
Mm-hmm. That was Rod Argent with John Entwistle playing the bass.
That was Entwistle playing the bass, sitting in on Roger's solo record. And all sorts of... Alvin Lee actually was thanked for contributing some form of axemanship to that version. Avenging Annie being a song originally performed by Andy Pratt, right.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very similar. Roger's version is, Daltrey's version is very similar. Andy Pratt, however, unlike Roger Daltrey, did not ever sell a holographic necklace that featured a sculpture of his own face. That's
Don't
what's inside.
Don't be so sure. Don't be so
Andy
sure.
Andy Pratt might have gone for the...
He's the kind of guy who might have done something like that.
Inside this Daltrey record is an offer that unfortunately expired in 1978, that you could get yourself a holographic pendant of a sculpture of Roger Daltrey's face. That really kind of looks like Claymation, to be honest.
Kind of does. It's very far ahead of its time, though.
Oh.
I remember up in
Hey, the
up
Who
in
are
Chicago,
into the lasers, man.
There was a hologram store in downtown Chicago where you could get a holographic photo of, or not photo, a holographic image of Mike Ditka for over $500 if you wanted to have a Ditka hologram on your wall. There was a place where you could go and get it.
Imagine how much that would be worth today if he had become the senator and not just
oh,
the coach.
Oh, God.
If it had been Senator Ditka.
Mm-hmm. I want the holographic Alan Keyes image. It'd be good to, you know, take out and scare people at parties. I have Alan Keyes' head in a box. Ah.
So a lot of people want that right now.
You're a traitor. You're a traitor. Traitor to your community.
Alan Keyes. I just want a hologram that could automatically play him singing Over the Rainbow. Because he did that.
No, that's a great gift idea. An Alan Keyes hologram music box.
If you're not familiar with what we're talking about, Alan Keyes... who's not from Chicago,
not from
Illinois, is running for senator of Illinois.
Against Barack Obama.
And Ditka was going to maybe run for senator, but then he decided not to. So they said, hey, you Alan Keyes, you're in Maryland. How about you come to Illinois and run for senator of Illinois on the drop of a hat? And he's running around just blowing people's minds with the bizarre, farther right than normal comments he is making in his role as the Republican candidate in Illinois. And including, and that's what I just referenced to, for a Chicago news crew, he just stood in the hallway and sang an a cappella version of Over the Rainbow with full emotive facial expressions, hand gestures from start to finish, the full song. And I watched it online a couple weeks ago, and it was a thing of beauty.
Very entertaining. Ah, Keyes.
Alan Keyes.
And Cilla Black started things off with Love of the Loved.
Very nice.
And got to let you know, Radio K, proud as punch, and pleased as all get out to sponsor Dielectric for their CD release show on Saturday, September 18th at the Triple Rock.
Punch.
Doors for this 21 and over show are at 9 p.m. The Red Satyrs, Red Eyed Legends, and Bells of Skin City will open the show. For more information, the Triple Rocks website is www.triplerocksocialclub.com.
And as I often ask, when again is that show?
That's Saturday, Chuck. Saturday, the 18th of September at the Triple Rock.
We were trying
9 p.m., 21 and over show.
There we go.
Dielectric Sea Release.
We're trying to answer a question over here. Remember what the new record label that the dudes, some of the dudes from Rhino, the founders of Rhino, went on to start a new record label.
Yeah, we're hanging here in the studio with Kate Silver, who will actually hang with us on air one day.
Yes, we're going to...
Just kind of hanging out.
Yep.
Not hanging with.
We gave her an open offer, and then she says, well, when can I come on the show? I'm like, it's an open offer. Tell me when you're coming. Shout Factory Records is what we were looking for. And some of the dudes that founded Rhino, who have since left Rhino, founded a new label. And they have some really weird things. They also have Warren Miller, The Power of Snow box set DVDs, lots of skiing films. They have a lot of odd things in here. But you can also get the entire season one of Punky Brewster on DVD.
Awesome!
Thanks to Shout Factory.
Awesome.
So, yep, Punky Brewster.
Soleil.
We can only hope that Clarissa Explains It All. It comes shortly behind.
Hey, I'd buy that for a dollar.
Or Small Wonder. You know? Small Wonder.
Or Out of
the
this
Lost
World.
Season. Mm-hmm. What?
Or
what? Out of This World?
Yeah.
Which one's Out of This World?
That's the alien girl from outer space who talks to her father.
Oh, that's right.
The little red pyramid
thing. Yes, because Small Wonder is dude who builds robot
builds
girl.
Builds robot girl. Yeah,
yeah, okay.
Kate's freaking out.
See, but it's all been done.
This is all the stuff I watched for them.
And all this is prompted by the fact that I was in a large retail location yesterday and noticed that you can buy, like, DVDs of Mork and Mindy episodes now.
Yeah.
And much like Welcome Back, Kotter, they don't age so well.
A lot of posting going on. A
lot of Tom posting. Ugh. And eventually Jonathan Winters.
Mm-hmm.
Although I don't know why they didn't ever give a spinoff series to...
Isn't Conrad Janis involved with that?
Oh, of course he was. He's Mindy McConnell's father. He runs the music shop.
Oh, God. All these
in the Mile High City.
Uh-huh.
That crazy Robin Williams. He gets stuck up, he gets stuck up on the goalpost. That's so funny when he does it up high on the goalpost.
It's so funny. Yeah. That's great. How does he do that?
I don't know.
He's not from this world.
What was the name of the dude, the kind of the crazy end of the world dude who loomed around? Friend of Mork who wore the long kind of flowy robes and...
Mm-hmm.
What was that character's name? You know, meant to kind of evoke the spirit of the guy who loons around the streets going, the end is nigh.
Right.
He has a name, and it's a very catchy name. And I'll look it up online while we listen to some music.
Wasn't it Louis Nye?
It's not Louis Nye.
Okay.
Although I think Louis Nye may have appeared on Mork and Mindy.
Well, everybody did. I'm just surprised John Shuck didn't have more of a role.
Well, see, now we're getting back to the robot TV shows, because John Shuck played Yo-Yo in Holmes and Yo-Yo.
Mm-hmm.
Long live bad television. What are we going to play?
We're going to play Isaac Hayes.
Oh, I'm going to have plenty of time then to look up the answer to this question.
Yeah, we're going to have plenty of time. And
this one comes with a side order of fresh bacon, because this album is scratchy. That's two words, scratchy.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody wanted to hear some Isaac Hayes. It just was going to rub them the right way. And I guess Watt Stacks was on TV. The dude was inspired to hear some Isaac. This is the Isaac Hayes Movement, the album, and heavens, this one goes on a ways, and do enjoy the real vinyl experience you're about to get.
Here he is, the Black Moses himself, Isaac Hayes, doing his version of the Burt Bacharach song, I believe. Mm-hmm. I just don't know what to do with myself.
On Cosmic Slop.
On Radio K. We'll be right back.
just don't know what to do with myself. Know what to do with myself. I'm so used to doing everything with you. Planning for everything for two. And now that we're through, what to do with my time? I'm so lonesome for you, baby, till it's a crime. Going to a movie, oh, it only makes me sad. Every party I go to, oh, I feel twice as bad. Need the sun and the rain, oh yeah. I need your sweet love to ease all of this pain. I just don't know. Just don't know what to do myself. I don't know just what to do.
Ooh. That song goes short, down like...
Sweet freedom shine.
Rick Moranis says, Michael
McDonald. Such a long way to go.
Nothing goes down like marshmallow...
Such a long way
to go. Oh, a voice like marshmallow cream. Eaten with a spoon and nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
Michael McDonald and the Doobie Brothers with Real Love, one of those other hits that doesn't get played as much. One Step Closer has the more offending saxophone solo on it.
One of those songs that's just impossible to sing along with because it never rhymes. There's no structure that repeats itself.
One Step Closer?
Real Love.
Real Love, yeah.
One Step Closer is like that, too. Any Michael McDonald song really just kind of, it chugs along. It's free verse.
Now he does the cell phone, the phone service commercials and Motown covers. So.
Right, sits down at his electric keyboard. Does his thing.
And makes a large number of club donations. He does charity shows. He does a lot of benefit work. Why? Because he can. Dude is set. If I was him, I'd be doing a lot of charity work too. Mm. I'd go around and do the stuff. If I thought I could make some money for somebody else because I was set for life 25 years ago, that's what I'd do. I'd maybe groom myself differently than he does. I wouldn't be such a furry guy.
No, he's a silverback male.
He really is.
He's like Sasquatch from behind. He's like the big silvery Sasquatch. Anyhow.
He ought not get too close to George Lucas. Those two, actually.
No. Well, yeah, the other silverback male of the science fiction set. Remo 4 in the middle. The Remo 4 in the first place.
Spacey, trippy
stuff.
Effects.
Under the tutelage of George Harrison for the Wonderwall music.
Movie from the film.
Soundtrack thing. And, the Remo 4 kind of a... Sort of a beat group, really. I don't know what happened to them to get all psychedelic there. But a good sound from the Remo 4. And Isaac Hayes, by request, the Isaac Hayes Movement.
It's a super good sound.
I just don't know what to do with myself.
Oh, hope you enjoyed the vinyl. Got a nice phone call from somebody who wanted to know exactly which tune it was because he was digging it. And at his location, a business which we cannot name because we're not supposed to name business names. We were number one today.
Hey,
so
I like the sound of that.
If we can get a call like that while playing really hatched vinyl records, I think that says there's goodness out there.
I'm loving it, and
I am loving it. But isn't that a slogan?
It is.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For a TV,
for hamburgers, Chuck.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right. It's for them.
And it's revitalized the corporation, actually. Different translations into different languages.
It's working? This phrase has legs?
No, the Hispanic community is crazy for this particular advertising push.
I'll be darned.
Yeah, back from the dead. As if you could call a multi-billion
selling burgers, man.
Anywhere close to death, but they're
it's like the idea that any given beer could have their shot at being the hip thing that makes a lot of money, and it's all about whose marketing campaign suddenly makes it the subconscious thing of choice when you belly on up.
Well,
and go, give me one of those.
Get Bob Odenkirk, pushing his...
candidate
for president of beers, and then the other beer with the red, white, and blue label saying, well, they're not eligible to be president of beers because they're owned by a South African company. They were big enough dinks to, fake labels on things and go around and do some guerrilla marketing. Dinks.
Marketing.
Marketing. Marketing dinks. Wow. I'd love to have a job like that.
To go out and competitively brand, rebrand, and
competitively
cajole.
Brand, rebrand. Or just to work in the advertising industry, perhaps as a voice. If anybody out there needs a voiceover artist, just give me a jingle.
I'm
available.
There's a shameless plug.
For president of beer.
Right. We're going to play something now.
Much manlier than Bob Odenkirk, although he's much funnier. We're going to play the requested Stooges.
Oh, okay.
For the Garage Revivalist. Read the manifesto, Chuck.
It's a fabulous manifesto. This is, and I quote from the email with the subject line, Rock and Roll Will Live On Forever and Ever. Quote, this is the beloved Reverend Lightning Fang calling out to you all. We need garage rock now more than ever, my children, given that truth, the truth of our condition at this point in time. My followers and I would enjoy hearing the Stooges song Loose from the 1970 album Funhouse. Funhouse indeed. Also, Stone Cold Crazy from Queen would be pleasant as well. These tunes would really lift our spirits in these confusing times. Thank you all and good night. Sleep well. Lightning.
Mm-hmm.
So there it is.
No, Stone Cold Crazy would rock Batman's behind.
Uh-huh.
But no, we're gonna play Loose by the Stooges.
No problem at all.
Not a problem.
The Needles, they're buried on this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
These Stooges records, they recorded them hot.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna stick it deep inside now. The Stooges.
Oh my.
It's Loose.
A Stooges requested Cosmic Slop.
on Radio K right after...
Oh, look out. We'll be right back.
It's the Everything Man.
The E-Man.
The E-Man. Jimmy Castor Bunch. Maximum Stimulation. This was brought to our attention by Paul Harding.
He did. He was chatting with it as I pulled it out of the racks. And went, you gave us this.
Yeah.
He's a big fan of E-Man Partey, the opening track on the record. We're a fan of Maximum Stimulation.
But it's the Jimmy Castor Bunch.
Yes. It's a groovy little groove. It just doesn't really go anywhere after a while.
And he's still making music, this guy.
Yes, he does.
He's been playing since the 60s.
Yes. He's always looking for the comeback.
Mm-hmm. He was very young when he started in the business. Not that old.
No, probably in his 50s.
He's trying to do electro-funk now.
I think he's in Florida. For some reason, my brain tells me he's in Florida.
He's down in Florida.
What else did we hear there?
The Stooges.
Oh, yes.
Loose! Started things off by request.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Nice, nice, nice. Well, we are going to make way for a new thing on Sunday afternoons. The first installment, you were hearing about it during the Music Lovers Club if you have been sticking around. Terry will be at the helm. She will be presenting. Wait, it is just the same thing? What are we calling?
The Sunday Night Special?
The Sunday Night Special? The Sunday Special, because it's not really night. It's only 4 in the afternoon. The Sunday Special. People coming in, spinning tunes. People you know, people you might not know. But it's freestyle. It's freeform radio. Terry, the common link. She holds it together. She tries to make it cohesive and entertaining.
Uh-huh.
Or sometimes she just has to get out of the way and let the genius flow past her. And sometimes cell phones go off left
and
right all over the place.
Sometimes she runs out to the hallway because she doesn't want to be in the studio with us. So,
we'll yield
to Terry in just a moment.
That's coming up next. So we're going to wrap it up and say we'll see you next week at 2 o'clock with more Cosmic Slop here on Radio K. Thank you for joining us.
We will do that.
And heavens.
Don't you believe.
We'll play one more song before we go. And
then
it will be Terry and she'll tell you all about it.
Mm-hmm. It's a group called the Soulful Dynamics.
Yes.
I believe they're from the Caribbean somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But the Germans, big fans of the Soulful Dynamics because they made Coconuts from Congoville.
Mm.
Perhaps a hit, but definitely something that features on one of their KTEL-type albums.
Yes, we've grabbed this one out of the...
What the heck's going on with the Soulful Dynamics?
Out of the deep grooves. So we leave you then with Coconuts from Congoville, the Soulful Dynamics on Cosmic Slop.
Right here on KUOM AM Minneapolis St. Paul and KUOM FM. St. Louis Park, Radio K.
Bye.
Jimmy has a barrel. FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and KUOM FM, St. Louis Park, Radio K.
Radio K supported in part by Dex. It's the directory with complete local information in print on CD-ROM and at DexOnline.com. Dex knows.
Radiance right here on Real College Radio, Radio K. You're listening to the very first Sunday special, Radio K Sunday special. This is DJ Terry K, and I am joined by
Dan Sarka. Thanks for the point. I appreciated the heads up there.
You weren't even looking at me.
No.
And what are we going to do today?
We're going to play a schizophrenic mix of old quasi-obscure soul records and old, very obscure power pop
records. Power pop. Just like Elvis Costello's Get Happy, and therefore we have subtitled the show.
It's Man, not, Man it, Called Uncle.
No, it's not just the Radio K Sunday special. It's Vicious Kisses, baby.
Yeah, Vicious Kisses.
You, Dan Sarka, you have a long musical history. You're a genius. You are from the Sparrows. You are from the Vandalias. You were a cartoon character at one time named Jim Jim.
Yes, I was.
And now you're in Stingray Green.
Yes.
And they rock. You rock.
We do. They do.
So, what did we hear? Look at that. We got to go through the song.
Can we talk about those records?
Yeah.
The first record was Honey, You Can't Take Me Back by Dobie Gray.
Who's Dobie Gray?
Dobie Gray of, what's the hit he had, like 1972.
The In Crowd?
No, not The In Crowd. Jesus. Completely blanking on this. Drift Away.
Oh, right on.
Yeah. And that was from his earlier in his career when he was much more of a straight soul guy.
We also heard The Intruders in that set.
With Together.
Mm-hmm.
Great Philadelphia soul act.
The song we ended with was The Radiance, Voice Your Choice. The
Chicago band record released in 1964.
Okay, so it looks like we're going to do a pop soul thing. So let's go continue on with the soul with some Brenton Wood with Baby You Got It right here on Real College Radio, Radio K. Okay.